In Japan this morning, the word is hushasen, which means radiation in Japan. People concerned about the nuclear disaster there. You're joining the conversation as well. Listener Ashley is in Tokyo, who posted to our Facebook page this morning, I learned a new word today, kitaku kanasha. It stands for travelers who have difficulty returning home, especially after a large-scale earthquake. Well, thinking of the implications for this tragedy in Japan on the rest of the world, there are well over 400 nuclear power plants operating in the world today. More than 100 in the U.S. alone. Japan operates more than 50, and the explosions at Fukushima Daiichi have affected nearly a half million people, either warned or evacuated in Japan. The suspected partial meltdown in this active earthquake zone is spreading alarm throughout the world as people around the world look at the facilities in their own neighborhoods and wonder. We're joined by Jason Gramey, president of the Bipartisan Policy Center. He oversees energy work and advises the federal government. Jason Gramey, good morning.
Yeah, good to meet you, John.
First of all, let's just try to assess how much of a shockwave this is for the entire industry around the world.
Well, John, anytime you have an accident of this magnitude at any nuclear facility, it obviously raises serious questions that have to be addressed. It's too early, I think, to suggest that what's going on right now in Japan has significant implications for facilities here in the U.S. And this was a pretty unusual combination of an incredibly powerful earthquake and tsunami, which essentially knocked out the cooling systems at these two facilities. And you know, I think we're going to be looking at these situations carefully. There are about six plants in the U.S. that have roughly similar boiler designs to the vessels in Japan, but you know, they could have very different safety systems.
Are these so-called PWRs, pressurized water reactors?
These are actually BWRs, boiling water reactors.
I see.
I don't pretend great depth of nuclear engineering, but about a third of the facilities in the U.S. are also boiling water reactors.
So there are analogs here, that's for sure. Let me just ask one question here, and that relates to the investment that's required in nuclear power, because the U.S. and the Obama administration have suggested that investments in nuclear power will rise in this kind of global warming environment and moving away from fossil fuels. But the investment in nuclear has to presume accidents of this type going in, and that's different from fossil fuel energy generation, right?
Well, you know, the issue with nuclear power, I think, you know, fundamentally is an economic one. You know, it can cost $10 billion to build a new nuclear facility, which is often, you know, more than the value of the companies themselves trying to construct them. And so one of the things that the Obama administration and other governments have done have tried to provide loan guarantees. The Congress has passed legislation which caps the liability that the nuclear industry can bear if there is an accident. So there are a number of financial instruments that try to address that. The big challenge for the nuclear industry in the United States right now is, ironically, cheap natural gas prices. It is going to be less expensive to produce energy than I think people had anticipated. And the combination of cheap natural gas prices and the lack of a price on carbon makes nuclear less competitive than I think it otherwise would be.
Jason Gramey of the Bipartisan Policy Center, you know, perhaps, I mean, let's say that they come out of this nuclear emergency in Japan with little impact on human life. Even supposing that, the real problem here could be the public reaction. I mean, they already had a demonstration, an anti-nuclear demonstration in Germany of over 50,000 people. And this is all coming on the backs of this incident occurring because of an earthquake, despite the 2005 lawsuit where people around that nuclear power plant sued to get it closed down because it was on an active fault line. The court insisted there was no danger from earthquakes, and yet we have this disaster.
Yeah, so there's no question that you know, this, you know, I think really deals a blow to what had been a warming public perception here in the U.S. and elsewhere to nuclear power, primarily driven, as you suggest, about the real concern about climate change. You know, nuclear has clear liabilities, but it's one profound advantage. It is the only significant base load source of non-carbon energy. And I think that the Obama administration, that governments around the world had been making pretty significantly positive assertions about the desire to increase nuclear power, driven by climate change. The environmental community, which had long been opposed to nuclear power, has started to become, I think, more willing to contemplate that kind of future.
Right.
And I think that's now probably going to change.
Well, the globe is still warming up, but let's get a sense of that chilling down, even in the wake, within a few hours of this earthquake tsunami and this nuclear emergency that's going on in Japan. Listen to Senator Joe Lieberman from Connecticut speaking over the weekend.
I've been a big supporter of nuclear power because it's domestic, it's ours, and it's clean. We've had a good safety record with nuclear power plants here in the United States. But I think we've got to, I don't want to stop the building of nuclear power plants, but I think we've got to kind of quietly quickly put the brakes on until we can absorb what has happened.
Quietly or noisily put the brakes on. Jason Gramey, do you think this will go down in history as turning the page for the industry like Three Mile Island did in the United States?
You know, I'm actually not convinced of that. I think that we may also find at the end of this accident that despite the problems, there was no damage to human life, and that we could see, in fact, people start to suggest that these plants have resiliency. We're going to have to design them carefully. But I'm not convinced that this, in fact, is going to be that kind of turning point.
But it could be an economic turning point in the fact that the investments may just be too high, and you already described the competition with natural gas.
You know, it could be a straw, but the the real issue, I think, is going to be the basic economics of nuclear power.
The basic so safety is less important than the economics?
No. Safety is part of it. But, again, we have not been convinced yet by this accident that we have demonstrated safety vulnerability that's going to be relevant in the U.S. I think it's certainly possible, but we're going to have to see how the facts ultimately play out.
Well, watching the implications from Japan for the nuclear industry, as his colleagues are around the world, Jason Gramey is president of the Bipartisan Policy Center, oversees the energy work for the organization, and has advised the federal government on energy policy. He spoke with us from Bethesda, Maryland. Jason, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks to you.